It is 91 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. A Nashville judge has ordered the Tennessee Department of Correction to pick up 149 people being held in Davidson County's jails. Metro filed a complaint against TDOC earlier this year, arguing that its jails are housing people that should be in state custody. The city says this led to overcrowded jails, unsanitary conditions, and increased attacks on correctional officers. It has also cost local taxpayers millions of dollars. The Davidson County Sheriff's Office typically houses people awaiting trial. Those who are sentenced to 1 year or more in prison are supposed to be transferred to the state. That's the situation for the 149 inmates. TDOC must complete the transfer within 10 days of the July 24th court order. Nashville voters are going to the polls early to make their voices heard, but with the new redistricting rules, some people are a little confused. Resident Denise Anderson says she's having trouble knowing what district she's in and who's representing her. She voted at the Southeast Branch Library, which used to be in District 5, but is now in District 4.
I'm in this district, but I didn't know because the district had changed. See, it's a confusion.
The confusion is motivating how some vote. That includes Emily Magred, an independent, who says she voted Democrat because the GOP redistricting effort makes no sense to her.
It's done out of party affiliation is why. And so you have to go beyond that. But the only thing that we can do as a population is vote. And now they're trying to restrict and control how we do vote. And I'm not happy with that plan.
Nashville has seen nearly 28,000 people cast early ballots. That's roughly 5% of the electorate. Tennessee State University has named former basketball coach Jennifer Bell to serve as interim athletic director. Bell is a Clarksville native with degrees from Fisk and TSU. She was the assistant coach of the women's team for 11 years before moving into TSU's athletic administration team. Former AD Mickey Allen was placed on administrative leave last week following an internal investigation.